resembles his father.
And if a boy is named William and his father is named William, you say they named the boy
after his father.
If you're going to take a baby outside, what do you put him in? Let's say you're going to take him
stroller.
Out.
Stroller.
Then what do you do? You put him in, and what do you do to him?
Push him, I guess. Is what it's yeah.
Your aunt's son would be your
cousin.
The boy who fished with you from Tahlequah and went to that swanky restaurant was your
nephew. And by the way, let me put this in. An Indian never says he's my cousin. They'll say half of him's my cousin. They mean that where they get that half part, that they don't consider the in-law as being a relative. So the sister or brother or the aunt is half. And it makes it just a half cousin. But they don't say half cousin, they'll say half of him is my cousin. Half of him is my cousin.
That makes good sense when you think of it.
Yes, it does. Sometimes I think they were smarter than we gave them credit for.
What would you call a child with no living parents?
An orphan.
And the court will appoint
a guardian.
And the girl's aunts and uncles and cousins, and half of them is her cousins. You see, these are her
kinfolks, relatives, but most people in this area would say kinfolks.
Any special term for a grown male person? Oh, let's say Tom, for example.
I don't.
You say he's a what? He's a good...
good fella?
Good fella. Good old boy.
Good old boy. He's a good guy.
I've noticed a guy quite a bit, but
my team played baseball last night. I'm
did you know they were going to play? You told me that too, didn't you? That they played on Monday?
Monday and Tuesday.
Oh my God.
And Thursday.
Yeah, that's right. I thought it was only Thursday. I'm sorry. Did they win?
No, they lost.
Well darn.
Well, it's to be expected. The whole program is sponsored by the Kiwanis Club, which consists of the businessmen of the town. And they have a businessmen's team, and they have an independent team, and they have a school teachers team, and then there's an Indians team, and the canning factory has a team. Then there's another Indian team that has entered from a community down here known as Cherry Tree. Well, every team, most all the players are young men and boys, high school age and college age, except the businessmen. The businessmen are fellows like myself, 40 and up. There's very few that's under 40. Mm-hmm. And without any practice at all, you can't expect to get out there and win a ball game from college students.
You do a good job to get out there and stand up when I
and stay. But it's serving its purpose. Each player on each team, he is charged a fee of $5 for the season. And that $5 helps pay the expenses of a coach to take care of the little league and to buy equipment, balls, and bats, and help keep the thing going. That's what the whole thing is for the little fellas, rather than for the grown-ups. So I did.